They're making a break into the competitive world of journalism that now embraces all things social media. This week, the KYW DNC Youth News Team getting a hands-on experience. Make some noise. There we go, covering stories and following in the footsteps of their peers. KYW's Kristen Johansson shepherding the team and is with us on Roundup. How's it going?
Steve, it's going really well. This is the Youth News Team's first story this morning. We went to the Daily DNC press briefing where they covered a lot of topics. Here with us, we have Isaac Popkin and Emily Lederer who from Masterman. And Isaac, what did you take away from the briefing?
Well, when asked about the leaked emails, Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, Robbie Mook, referred to experts who think that Russian hackers leaked the emails. And when there was reporters' questions on the issue, he mostly redirected the focus to campaign issues and convention issues, and said that they're looking into the emails.
The DNC is reviewing all of the information. It's important to recognize when hackers dump something, sometimes the information is doctored and so on. So there's a process in place to review this information, and they will take appropriate action.
We will be following this tonight and in daily briefings held this week.
And so, Emily, you also were there at the press conference. What did you see? What did you hear from this press conference?
Hillary's campaign manager, Robbie Mook, tried to show that the DNC will be more united than the RNC, reminding the room that Sanders has endorsed Clinton while Ted Cruz has not yet endorsed Donald Trump. But Sanders' supporters protesting in and around the city is going to be really interesting to watch.
It will, and we'll be having them working all week, Steve, to try and bring us the latest on this.
Looking forward to a lot more. Thank you for that.
More from the students, including their interviews and reports at cbsphilly.com/DNC.